Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. We're taking verses from the Seven Deadly Friendships, and at the very end of the book, we look at the life of Joseph, who is so amazing to me, and he is a great example. I believe in looking to the Bible for examples on how we should live, and Joseph is one of my heroes of the faith. So this is taken from Genesis 50:20 in the Common English Bible, and it says this: "You planned something bad for me, but God produced something good from it in order to save the lives of many people, just as He is doing today." Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, thank you for the life of Joseph. And we've been kind of praying through his life the past couple days. And in the future, I'll be praying through his whole story. But Lord, thank you for the example of him. And one of the other people that I look at who has experienced the seven deadly friendships is Jesus. But it's sometimes hard to relate to Jesus because he was the hypostatic union, God and man, all in one person. But Joseph was 100% man. He was 100% human. And he endured some amazing trials and yet came through shining. And Lord, so we pray that we would be able to say the words of Joseph about the past. We would be able to say, "You planned something bad for me," to the person who hurt us, but God produced something good from it in order to save the lives of many people, just as He is doing today. I think of my own story, Lord, and I think of how alone I felt growing up. Oh my gosh, I was so alone. And I thought about that moment when I told my babysitter what was going on with those boys. And she said, "I'll tell your mom," but she never did. And the next day when the boys continued to do what they did, I thought my mom knew and didn't care. And I believed a lie, really, because I didn't know you then, Lord. But I believed that if anyone was going to take care of me, it would have to be me. At 5 years old, I became 50. I became old. And I took care of myself. And I still see it. I still see vestiges of it in my life today. I still see it. I don't allow anyone to open a door for me because I feel like I have to open every door myself. And I feel like I have to take care of me first instead of surrendering to you or letting other people do it because I've had it so ingrained in me. These are the vestiges of being neglected. And Lord, yet the beauty of that story, yes, I'm still working it out. Yes, I'm still a mess, but less of a mess than I used to be. And this is the beauty of the story. Because I had that abandonment, I have a heart now for those who have been abandoned. And so I pray for my listening audience today that they would be able to find the gold nugget in their story and reverse it to say, okay, yes, I was abandoned. But the positive thing is that God has caused me to be empathetic to the nth degree for others. Yes, I was abused. Oh, it was terrible. Oh, I wish that it didn't happen. But it has caused me to have a ministry to those who are abused. And however it may be, yes, I've experienced divorce as a child, and now I have such great empathy for adults who have gone through it, for kids who have gone through it, for anybody that has had the sting of divorce. And so, Lord, I'm reminded of the tenuousness of it all. Like, I remember being on the radio, and this little girl was listening to my very hard story, and she had the same story as me, and she said to her mom, she said, "Mom, if nobody talked about it, then who would be the people who would help people like me?" She said, "I'm glad this lady's talking about it because it helps me to know that I'm going to be okay." And Lord, I pray for all of us today that we would speak our stories out there into the world, that we would boldly share what you have done, not for our glory. You are the glory in our story, to use a little rhyme. You are the one that has brought me out of the pit of miry clay and set my feet upon a rock, making my footsteps firm. Lord, there is a reason for this story that I have. There's a reason for your story in the lives of the people listening on this podcast. There's absolute so what to a story. And so, Lord, help us to walk into it, not timidly, but with boldness. Joseph's words were bold. "You planned something bad for me." He told the truth. He did not decorate that truth. He said it plain. But then he pointed to the Lord, but God produced something good from it. And Lord, I pray that we'd be able to say, "But God," today. And that but God would involve helping other people, helping them find you, helping them find wholeness, helping them find healing. May it be so, Lord. You are working in this world and we want to be a part of it. Help us to walk in and to step into that story today with boldness and joy. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. It has been my privilege to pray you through these relational verses. I'm really grateful for Doris C., which I think I actually know who this is. And she wrote this review on iTunes. For such a time as this, from Jesus Every Day to this podcast, the prayers God has given Mary have come at an appropriate time. The world is starving for authenticity and connection, and I believe this podcast is anointed for such a time as this. If you believe that, would you write a little review on iTunes? But more than that, would you share today's podcast with someone who may need to benefit from it? Just share the link. You can find it at marydemuth.com. You can find the link there. Share it with a hurting friend. Let's begin to spread the love of what God has been doing in my life and in your life and through the power of prayer with others. Thank you so much.